The page has nearly turned on another autumn season in South Central Iowa. The Halloween decorations have come down, and the Christmas ones are starting to pop up already. The leaves from trees are falling rapidly, the sun sets ever earlier each evening, and goodbyes have been said among most of the football teams that suited up to follow their dreams under the Friday night lights. While most of us will have to wait to see the next magic moment in person or for the schools we support, the highlights of what have happened are to be celebrated, including those that occur outside the white lines. Like so many, Pella High School freshman Stella lines up behind the bench of her favorite football team every Friday night, hoping to rally the crowd and unite the community in chants and cheers.
Stella! Stella! L-P-H-S! Stella! Stella! L-P-H-S!
But unlike the others who wear the same uniform she does, Stella has had a remarkable journey to even share the sideline with her friends. And by all accounts of several medical professionals, she probably shouldn't even be with us.
We had a healthy firstborn, and then our secondborn came along, and at 1 month of age started losing her muscle tone. And long story short, was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy, which is actually the child form of Lou Gehrig's disease, and is actually the neuromuscular disease that kills the most children under the age of two. So, she had that as well as another condition in her body. She's actually the only documented case in the world that has both in her body, so she's a very unique individual. But we were basically told, take her home and love her. There's nothing you can do. Enjoy your time with her, was basically what we were told when she was just a month of age. So obviously, this has a little happier ending than that, and she's now 14 and a half, a freshman in high school. And obviously, that's not without a lot of challenges. The community knows her well, because they've supported her and our family so much over the years through a lot of major crises.
Sarah Turnbull's second child, Stella Turnbull, has a rare series of conditions that prevent her from moving or speaking on her own. Doctors gave her just weeks to live after birth, but 14 and a half years later, she's cheering on the Dutch and finding what pockets of normalcy she can in a life filled with challenge.
So the first few years of her life, we really focused on just getting to the next year. I mean, it was a lot of medical issues, a lot of new equipment constantly added to our lives. She, for those that don't know Stella, she is ventilator dependent, has a feeding tube, requires respiratory treatments, has had various surgeries throughout her life. And so we felt like the first few years were really just, you know, how do we help her to get to the next step? And it was about in preschool when I actually thought about, wow, you know, maybe we'll actually send her to preschool. I don't really want her to live in a bubble forever, but yet you have to balance out the medical needs and keeping her safe and all of those things. So it was really something to think about, but we had to make a decision on what Stella wanted in her life. And Stella really thrived on meeting other kids, and we could see her light up and decided that's not something we can deny her. And so we started sending her to preschool, which was a huge step for us. And I remember walking away thinking, wow, this is amazing. And I was crying because she actually got to go to school, you know, a hurdle that we never thought would ever happen because she was supposed to live weeks or months. And so we just decided, you know, we're going to let her live her life, and we're going to do it as carefully as possible. And so we noticed that she enjoyed going to vacation Bible study. She enjoyed going to the cheerleading camps when she was little. All those things just lit her world up. And so from there, we've just kind of lived our life thinking, how can we make this happen if this is something she wants to do? You know, she shows goats at the fair with, you know, an accessible cart that's connected to her wheelchair. So, and goats were not something we had thought would happen, but that was something she was really interested in. And so we went for it.
After middle school was over, the future was uncertain, especially as friends grew up and became more involved in their own lives in middle school and in high school, which had Sarah worried about how her daughter would fit in with the rest, a concern that was alleviated when lifelong family friend Ashton Heiser, a sophomore at Pella High School, asked a question.
In junior high, she had some some girls that would volunteer to help her cheer, or her associate from the school would help her cheer. And so it was great to see, you know, they would actually be her arms, be right there with her and help her out. And so it was really fun to watch her enjoy that. I am not a cheerleader, so I was really glad that I was not her choice of helping her out. And as she went into high school, I just kind of thought, okay, that was a phase. You know, it was great that that happened. And, you know, we'll just keep moving forward. And whatever it is, you know, that comes, we'll handle. And all of a sudden last spring, I think we were at a play or a concert, show choir. And Ashton just came up to us out of the blue and said, "Does Stella want to cheer next year?" And I said, "Well, ask her." And she said she wanted to cheer. And she says, "Well, I want to help her do that." And I remember just being completely blown away by that, because I said, "Well, are you going out for cheerleading?" She goes, "Well, I will go out to cheer to help Stella." And I think my jaw literally dropped, because Ashton's always been such a great friend to Stella. But knowing the time commitment that would go into that and taking away from a high schooler's time, which is so valuable to them, you know, their time with friends or whatever, just really blew me away. And was one of the greatest gifts that Ashton could have given us, was offering to do that for Stella, because we knew deep down Stella would love to do that. And she expressed that to Ashton. And so that was just a really cool, unexpected moment.
You know, honestly, I just said it. I didn't even like realize I said it until after they had left. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, I just said that. I don't even know. I've never even thought about doing cheerleading. I just was like, I just said it." So that night I went home and I went and did my devotion. And at the top of the devotion was this verse, and it said, "She extends a helping hand to the poor and opens her arms to needy," Proverbs 31:20. And I'm like, that was just so meant to be that that came out. And since then, I just read that verse every night and just, yeah, just live off of that verse.
Heiser herself had no real interest in cheerleading independently, but she knows while the body of Stella makes it hard for her to communicate or celebrate life as others do, there was real joy behind the eyes of her friend that she wanted to see come to the surface. And that was on the sidelines every Friday night.
She's like anybody else. She just can't talk to you. But she can. She can talk to you through her eyes and her finger movement, and you can still ask her questions and she can respond to them. So it's just like anybody else.
Once the go-ahead was given, the duo worked hard to try and find the rhythms of the sidelines as football teams on the field navigated from goal line to goal line.
Yeah, so cheerleading was kind of a learning curve for us, for me and Stella. It was new for both of us. We both didn't really know what we were doing at first. And then for games, it was a lot different. Like, it took a little bit to, like, get the groove of the game and be like, okay, this is how this game's gonna work. This is how it's different from the last game. And we just had to go over those obstacles and go around them and figure something out for the game. And we made it work.
If only for a few brief hours every Friday, Stella wasn't confined to her wheelchair, as Ashton's arms guided hers to match the other dozen or so girls firing up the crowd in the cheerleading section. While they couldn't get to every single cheer or chant, the pair grew each week and improved as much as they could.
It was joyful because I could see like the joy just in her eyes and that she enjoyed it. And like I could tell when she was like unhappy or something wasn't quite right. The palms weren't right on her hands. Like, she'd give me the look like, you're gonna do something about this. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's fix it. Let's figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as Ashton was talking about how much she's adapted to every circumstance. You know, that has been our life with Stella. And it's really odd as her parents to be sitting in the stands and watching this happen. It's just such a cool thing to watch her just adapt and take Stella on, and just to see that duo out there together is just so cool. Because like she said, you got to get the chair turned around in time. You got to get her here, there, everywhere. Oh, what cheer are we even on?
asked for why a 15-year-old with no real interest in cheerleading would want to give up her own Friday nights in the student section or even away from the stadium with her family and friends. Heiser says she saw a need and wanted to do all she could to give her childhood friend a shot at what so many others could take for granted.
If I were to inspire anybody else, like, I just want them to just go for it. Like, there might be challenges, but, like, that doesn't mean just give up, because there's always going to be something better that comes out of it, whether it's, like, just getting to see the joy in them, or it just shows that you care and that you want to help them and just show that you care about them.
And her selflessness, coupled with the determination of young Stella Turnbull, made for football Friday night magic. The Dutch community and her family won't soon forget.
And that's one thing I've really learned in watching kids interact with Stella, is that they're just willing just to jump in and do things with her. You know, when she was younger and in school, I would be mesmerized that, like, her suction machine wouldn't even bother them. They were used to the noise. It was just part of Stella. They would want to be climbing on her wheelchair or whatever. You know, the disability didn't get in the way of friendship. And I think we could learn a lot from kids as adults, honestly, because watching them interact and deal with situations that are different from their own is just absolutely beautiful to watch.
For KNIA Cable-less Football Friday Nights, and this story from the sidelines of Pella High School's football team, I'm Andrew Schneider.